Edith Cavarro came to the U.S. by foot from El Salvador. The money situation was really poor during her teen years due to the war. She had to get money to maintain her family and her child. She experienced complications after leaving without her son and splitting with her then partner.
Can you tell me about your grandparents and great-grandparents?
My grandmother was very strict and was disciplined, that she would have us all act like grown people. She would do this out of love, but also had PTSD, which made her worry from post-traumatic events. Grandfather was very nice and less disciplined, but he was confident we wouldn't do anything bad.
What does the American dream mean to you?
The American dream to me means to have a country full of opportunity and support. Only people who can take advantage of the American dream live up to it.
Do you believe the American dream is for everyone?
The American dream is the same towards everyone because everyone would want to be a suitable life for themselves or their family. So many people such as myself come to the U.S. due to feeding their family and giving them the best life they can get.
What is the American dream to you before arriving to the U.S.?
The American dream meant to me that it was an opportunity to do something with my life and work to maintain a family, and I wouldn't think about the education.
How did others help you achieve the American dream?
People helped me by giving me advice and helping me find a job to send money for my son back in El Salvador.
Did you...
The fuck? Oh.
Did you...
Nah, bro, actually, stop this shit.
Did you fulfill your American dream?
Unfortunately, I didn't fulfill my dreams. I always wanted to have a home for myself and my family in the U.S. I never got to study because I came in 1999, and since I was 21, and my mother brought me to work, and only you knew a bit of English, so it was really complicated.
How were you raised?
I was raised with four other siblings and two sisters and two brothers. I would get treated the same by my grandparents, but they were really strict and would have to be really obedient. I didn't grow up with my parents for a long time because they were separated when my mother left.
Do you like your job?
I like it because I have a bond with the kids I take care of. I always liked working with smaller children.
What was your relationship with your parents?
I had little relationship with my mom when she left when I was just 8 years old. My relationship with my dad was strong, but he had a few problems with his own, and I didn't live with him for a while.
Where would you like to travel and why?
I would travel to El Salvador again for the fourth time just to see my family and go on small trips with my family and go see more and more of the country.
What matters most to you?
Family doesn't inspire.
Oh my fucking
God. Family doesn't inspire?
Family does not inspire.
Dude, it's still recording. Family matters to me the most because of how much they inspire me.
Did you go to college?
No, I didn't have the money to go to college, and my family depended on me for necessities, and I wouldn't have any time for it. I had to give my son a good future since he couldn't come with me because his father wouldn't let me.
Is quitting acceptable in some cases?
In certain situations, yes it is, because nobody can be forced to do anything, but I don't think it's something I would do because it's their future and their choice.
If you could go back in time, what would you change?
Even though I think it wouldn't be possible, but studying and getting a decent education for foreigners would be good to have. It won't be possible because of all the complications though.
She came to the US and went to work. She never had a decent education, had to maintain her child by housework and cleaning. Ultimately, she gave a family in the U.S. and brought her oldest son from El Salvador.